Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us today, Thursday, Health Reform Thursday. This is Sister Carla. I am starting off hosting. I'll be co-hosting with Sister Powell. She haven't joined us as yet. I'm not sure regarding her if she's having technical difficulty in Jamaica or regarding her Wi-Fi. You know, sign up or the strength of her Wi-Fi. So we will go on as until she comes, but we know God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Where there's two or three in the midst, where there's two or three gathered, he is in the midst. So we just want to thank him today, and we will go ahead and start. I will start with a prayer. Again, thank you for joining us. Brothers and sisters, welcome. Kind and loving Father, we thank you, Lord, for another Thursday. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for keeping us, Lord. It's not by chance that we have got through this week, the week so far at this date, Lord. We know that everything is happening rapidly. The times are just moving fast. Days are moving very rapidly, Lord, and we know that you're soon to come, and it's time for us to get our house in order, our spiritual house, our physical house, meaning our family and friends and stuff, to let them know about your soon coming and to seek you and to search for you as hidden treasure, Lord. Please help us, Lord. Please teach us the things that we fail to learn, Lord. Help us to learn it rapidly so that we can make that decisive change in our home, in the community, and in helping those that are in need of a Savior on earth and their heart is going to be fearful as to what's coming upon. Help us to tell them to look unto Jesus, which is the author and the finisher of their faith. So we thank you ever so much for this opportunity. We praise you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, I will share something from Spirit of Prophecy. I just want to welcome those who are joining us in Japan, Netherlands, Canada, Caribbean, whatever part of the world that you're joining us from. Welcome. And those that are listening to the rebroadcast. Christian, I believe it's Christian Health. Taken from this reading today. Said closely, is health related to our happiness? We cannot have the latter without the former. So we see our health and our happiness, they're closely related. And we see many people unhappy and, you know, have a lot going on is because their health is not good. They're not in good health. And I will skip down. I will continue that paragraph a little later, Sister Powell, but I will skip down to a paragraph I didn't post on yet. Denial essential. The indulgence of animal appetite has degraded and enslaved many. Self-denial and a restraint upon the animal appetite are necessary to elevate and establish an improved condition of health and moral and purify corrupt society. Every violation of principle in eating and drinking blunts the perceptive factors, making it impossible for them to appreciate or place the right value upon eternal things. It is of the greatest importance that mankind should not be ignorant in regard to the consequences of excess. Temperance in all things is necessary to health and the development and growth of the good Christian character. Those who transgress the law of God in their physical organism will not be less slow to violate the law of God spoken from Sinai. Though those who will not, after the light has come to them, eat and drink
from principle instead of being controlled by appetite will not be tedious in regards to being governed by principle in other things. The subject of reform in eating and drinking will develop character with character and will unerringly brings to light those who make a god of their belly. End of reading. So we know a lot of people make gods of their belly. Sometimes we can see it and sometimes we cannot by the way they eat, they drink, and, you know, the way that they live, basically. We're to eat to live, not live to eat. And we know we need food and nutrients for the body to operate as it should. But we're not supposed to overeat or overdrink, overwork, whatever it is. We're not supposed to overdo things that are good for us. We're supposed to be temperate. So may the Lord truly help us to get these, character or these temptation or whatever it is under control so that we can be still and know that He's God and be able to hear His voice when He's speaking to us. Amen? So please press 1 if you would like to share. Again, welcome this evening. It is Thursday. This is Health Reform Thursday. And I am here to assist Sister Powell whenever she comes on. And I'll just share a short prayer for her. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will be with Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie. Lord, you know everything. I just ask that your will be done, that you will help them, Lord, whatever the difficulty is at this time, whatever is going on, be it physically, mentally, or electrically, Lord, we ask that you open the way so that Sister Powell can get on so that she can host. And we ask that everything will go accordingly, O Lord, not my will, but thine will be done on this program, in our life, in our community. We thank you ever so much in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-482. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you had been meeting today, but I was glad to hear your voice, and I'm happy to be here this evening to do my little part. And you were reading on health, so I want, first of all, yes, to thank God for sparing my life and bringing me here safely, and for keeping me safe. And many of us, none of us is not missing, haven't been missing from the line. And I say missing in depth. So I am happy, overjoyed to be here this evening. And I want to read a little clipping from the Ministry of Healing, page 235. Very short. It says, intemperate eating is often the cause of sickness. And what nature most need is to be relieved of the undue burden that has been placed upon her. In many cases of sickness, the very best remedy is for the patient to fast for a meal or two, that the overworked organs of digestion may have an opportunity to rest. A fruit diet for a few days has often brought great relief to brain workers. You have to use the brains a lot, you know. Many times, a short period of entire abstinence from food, followed by simple, moderate eating, has led to recovery through nature's own recuperative effort. An abstinence diet for a month or two would convince many sufferers that the path of self-denial is the path to health. And I like this very much, and I know this is true. This is true for myself because I had tried it. Because when the doctors sent me all these medication that they were giving me, all these tablets, I said, you know, and I can't live without them. I have to live on them for the rest of my life. I throw them all away in faith, holding on to what I believe, what I read, and what I know, according to the health rules, that those tablets do not help you. They do not bring health, and I have proved that. This evening, I just want to talk a little about the clove, the use of clove, right? So that is the part that I got from Selected Messages, Ministry of Healing, page 235. It says, I know this because I am using clove, and these are my own findings. They said the clove may improve your liver health, protect against cancer, can kill bacteria, regulate your blood sugar, may promote bone health. And the last time I can remember, I went to the doctor, and they says your bone is getting brittle. Well, I don't take them on with that. But, you know, I'm using this right now, this same clove. Reduce stomach ulcers. Thank God I don't have no problem with my stomach. Boost your immune system and protect you against infectious and flu. Clove water is an excellent source of healthy vitamins and minerals that can promote your health and immunity. It's a good source of vitamin K, right? Manganese and also calcium. And we know that if you have toothache, we know the clove oil is good to stop the pain. If you have sore gums and your mouth have ulcers, using that clove oil helps a lot. It also treats respiratory ailments, bronchitis, colds, sinuses, and asthma. What a wonderful cure. I would say cure, because since I'm using it, I am feeling much, much better when it comes to that. I'm feeling much better. So this is a very simple remedy that all of us could try it, try out. If you don't have the use of it, you could tell somebody else about it, because it is so good. I drink this every morning. I draw the clove and I drink it first thing in the morning. And I don't have any problem with stomach. Thank the Lord. So, Sister Carlo, I'm going to stop right there and give somebody else a chance to come and give their part. Okay, that's my little health tip for this Health Thursday. I hope Sister Powell will come on a little later. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my line. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consamelli, for that sharing. Question. The clove to one cup of water, is it like a tablespoon, a teaspoon? How much clove do you put in?
Listen, those things you don't overdrink. I just soak a good set in the water and just keep drawing it and throw more hot water and draw it and drink all the time.
Okay.
Don't keep drinking all the time. Mm-hmm. That's
Amen.
What I do.
Amen. Thank
yeah.
you. Okay. Amen.
Come.
Again, we want to thank Sister Consanelli for sharing about the clove water. I've never tried it. I've put clove and oil in different things and cooking, but I've never tried to drink the water. So I will have to try that. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I have added it with other tea, but not by itself. So I have, but I will try and probably do it by itself one morning. So again, thank you for that. Very powerful. We know clove is very good as antiseptic, and it also helps to regulate the body. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. I am co-hosting with Sister Powell. I am assisting until she gets on, or until, I'm not sure if she's having difficulties. I am here to assist. So this is Health Reform Thursday, and just want to welcome you this evening. Please press 1 if you would like to share about healthy tips or lifestyle changes, whatever the Lord have impressed you, whatever you have read or done or someone has done and they have improved. We would like to hear your short testimony so that we can be encouraged, others can be encouraged as they listen, as they participate, and as we become health reformer, we become medical missionary for the kingdom of God, to direct people to him so that they can be healthy and that they will be as they prosper, you know, their body and soul. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, good evening and welcome. 225-337. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I want to thank the Lord, first of all, for allowing us to be on the prayer line. And I want to share something about parsley. I didn't know parsley. And after reading it so many times, parsley is very good for the eyes. But let's 8 impressive health benefits to use the use of parsley. It says, I'm going to go directly. Number one, contain many important nutrients. And I'm going to go to number 2. It's rich in antioxidants, support bone health. And, of course, I think it's number 4. Contain cancer-fighting substance. Okay, number 5, rich in nutrients that protect your eyes. You know, I take the vitamin lutein, I don't take beta-carotene, vitamin A, but the 2 vitamins that it says is good for the eyes is lutein and zeaxanthin, also beta-carotene, and it says the 3 carotenoids promote healthy vision. And when it says that lutein and zeaxanthin may prevent age-related macular degeneration, and that's what the doctor was saying that I had a problem with, that AMD and incurable eye disease is leading cause of blindness around the world. So when I thought about, I was doing parsley for diabetes, kidneys, I think it helps the pancreas. But when I looked again, I noticed that it speaks about the eye. So again, it helps so many things, brothers and sisters, that and all you have to do is buy fresh parsley, or I take the peel, or you can get the peels. But fresh parsley, when you boil it, don't overcook it. Steam it, and look on the internet. It'll tell you how long. But when you steam it and let it sit for some time, I let it sit about an hour just to make sure that you get all the nutrients. And drink that. You know, it tastes, it has a acquiring taste, but once you get used to it, it's good. So I just wanted to share that, and I wanted to read a scripture, but I brought the wrong Bible with me. So I want to thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and I'm asking that you keep me in prayer, and my son Jarvis, and my grandchildren. And my daughter made her milestone today, I'm just going to say, and just lift her up in prayer also. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that, Sister Leola. What a blessing to know that we have these things in our kitchen. We have these things that we can use for help and to help us, and we don't have to depend upon the drugs and the medication. You know, doctors are good in their own right, you know, injury, broken bones and stuff, or just to tell you what's wrong, but we have the great physician, Jesus, who can lead us and direct us if we talk to him and if we adhere to the laws of health, and, you know, we will be able to be overcomer. We will be able to be healthy in body and mind. So thank you again for joining us and sharing that about parsley. And many of these things, I mean, well, all of them usually, it's not only good for one thing, but it's good for numerous amounts, number of things for our health. So we know God knew when he was forming us, forming the herbs, he said he knew it would help us. It would be good for our body. And he said that the herbs, the leaves are for the healing of the nation. So praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. We serve a mighty God who knoweth all things, and he has put all things for us. Before he made us, he created what we needed. So we just have to look into it. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to be our own doctor, our own medical missionary, our own medical physician, and take care of our health. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller as we I'm seeing if Sister Paul has joined us. Not yet, but we know God is good, and he will provide. That's why we're here, to help and assist each other. So just want to welcome each and every one of you. I should have been at work today, but God saw it fit that I should be here. Well, I would have been driving to assist as needed. So I just thank the Lord, and he knew I needed the rest because, you know, of whatever it is that I was overdoing or not doing enough. So I just thank God for being all-knowing, all-loving. So again, get ready to share your health tip. This is Health Reform Thursday. Please have your health tip ready to share to encourage someone. Or if you have a prayer request, this is Health Reform Thursday, and we're waiting for you to share your health tips. Okay? Thank you, and I'll go ahead and open the next line. 857-505, good evening, your line is open.
Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How we doing, brothers and sisters? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. My beloved brothers and sisters, God is good. He is merciful, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, what you're going through is if someone's giving you a hard time, my brothers and sisters, just pray for them, my brothers and sisters. Young people, young men, young lady, young men, those who live in a group home, keep the faith in God. Walk with faith in God, my brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, what matter what you're going through, brothers and sisters, if someone giving you a hard time at work, at school, brothers and sisters, keep the faith in God and cry out to him, my brothers and sisters. Just leave it to God, my brothers and sisters, on this prayer line. Do not be stressed, my brothers and sisters. Just leave it in the side, my brothers and sisters. Leave it in the side, my brothers and sisters. If you're feeling stressed, leave it in the side, my brothers and sisters. May the Holy Spirit bless you all on this prayer line, my brothers and sisters. And Sister Kyle, I have a prayer request. My prayer request is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom. My mom needs the Holy Spirit. And Sister Kyle, please lift up Brother Jari in prayer, because he's feeling stressed at this moment. So please lift up Brother Jari in prayer, okay, because he is with Sister Tamiko at this moment. So please lift up Brother Jari at this moment, because he's feeling stressed at this time. And pray for him, because pray for him that he will be strong. He will be strong in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Can you please encourage him? Encourage him, Sister Carla.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Again, thank you, Brother Eli. Just a blessing to for you to come on and encourage the youth and for you to be amongst us. It's a blessing. And as you said, we need to encourage Brother Jahari, and each and every one of us need an encouragement. You know, it's all about helping our brothers and sisters, encouraging them, because we don't know what they're going through, but we know God. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, we cannot find rest in this world. We cannot find rest in each other, but we can find rest in the word of God. We can find rest in Jesus, as he will take our burdens, our pain, our suffering, our illness, and he will transform us. But we have to give it to him. You know, we have to let go and let God, you know, let him take a hold of us, and we will be we have to be surrendered so that we can be changed and we can become that new woman, child, man, boy, or girl. Amen. So thank you again, Brother Eli, for sharing, and be encouraged, Brother Jahari, knowing that Jesus loves you and he died for you, and he wants to set you free from whatever burden or pain or whatever you're going through, because he's been through it. He already experienced it, so he knows. So we have a sympathizing Savior who loves us. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Health Reform Thursday. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. As we share our health tip and we encourage each other and we share our prayer requests at this time, I'll open the line for 985-232. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Good evening, Sister Carla.
Amen.
This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Yes, God is worthy to be praised. Says my sisters and brothers, I thank the Lord for watching over us and waking us up. And I don't know anything about health reform, you know, because I write it down from you all. So I don't know anything to say about yet, but I know a lot to say about a prayer. So I can give some of God's word, because coming straight from the book. Lord, I confess that I have strayed from you. I follow my own desire and dreams, and I've hurt myself and others. Lord, I don't want to make this mistake again. Please lead me in your initial wisdom. For you are loving and faithful. Please help me repair what I have broken as you guide me back to your path. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank the Lord for being so merciful and kind to us, and blessing us every day to let us get a chance to the tree of life. Because if he was unmerciful, you think we'll have a chance every day? So that's the blessing right there. And everybody say, what you're smiling about? What happened to you today? What good news you heard? I say, I woke up today. God is good. Okay. Oh, that wasn't good enough for you? I don't know about you, but I know about me. You don't know where I came from. He need to show you where I came from. And then maybe you're reborn, you know. And I tell you some good news. Because back then, I couldn't say that either. But I could say it now. I say, I'm on a mission. I'm trying to crawl these stairs to heaven. I say, I'm trying to crawl these stairs to heaven. And he said, wow. You look different now than I used to see you with the can of beer. Oh, the devil's alive. I say, I'm glad it's gone, you know. And I'm like, okay. I said, but God bless you. anyway, you know, they just look at me because they always back in used to see me with a can of beer. And I'm like, well, I got to be smiling happy with the can of beer. I said, man, that's been almost 30 years ago. You know, but they haven't seen me in so long, and they're just wondering why I'm so happy. But I thank God for it, and, you know, I just say, well, I got to continue praying for my brothers and sisters. And like I told them, they got to go there to know what it's really like or have the Holy Spirit. I have few every now and then. I haven't had the one God go give me yet, though. So I just thank God for what it is and the blessings and everything. So I just ask for people to continue praying for us, what we pray for each other, one for another, and pray for Sister Powell on her mission. And can we continue praying for you, Sister Carla, because she do a lot of work and you back and forward. We continue praying for you and my other sisters and brothers. They're always working because I know what it's like. And pray for the sick, the homeless, the nursing homes, and everywhere else in God's kingdom, kingdom. Well, his church. It's not his kingdom. It's his what? His church. I had it right. So God bless each and every one. Amen. Hold on, Sister Carla.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Hummer, Louisiana. And I just wanted to share that that you know we all only live once, and I'm just using time in a positive way. And I just want to share with everyone the things I'm using time in a positive way for, like reading the Bible and using time to learn from the prayer line right here. And I'm using time to eat healthy and exercise, and I'm using time to do a lot of positive things. And I just want to share to everyone that as long as you're doing good things, that's learning the word and doing good things, good deeds, you're using time always in a positive way. But if you're doing things that are wrong, then you're wasting time. So just want to share to everyone. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John. What a powerful testimony about how God saved you and transformed you from where you were to now where you are and where you're going. You know, we are his daughter. We are his son. We are his children. So praise the Lord. If we let go and let God, he will do a mighty work in us, and we will be able to give him the praise and honor. And as others see us and look upon us and remember our former days, they'll see what changes, big changes, little changes the Lord has made in our life because we allow him. We have to give him permission. So praise the Lord. Thank you both for coming on and sharing such a blessing. And I would like to, haven't had a chance to share my health tips, so I will do that now before I open the next line. Again, thank you for joining us. Welcome to Health Reform Thursday, brothers and sisters. Today is Thursday, and I'm here to assist as needed. Please keep Sister Powell in prayer and Sister Stephanie in prayer also. I'd like to talk about okra as I'm preparing it for, for tomorrow. I always try to prepare my food ahead of time or get up early to prepare it for that day or for whenever I'm going to eat it. OKRA, okra, and the benefits are, it's the best medicine for malnutrition. Those that are malnutrition, it's good to eat okra. And I remember I was raised up on it. You know, some people say it's too slimy, but to me, it's just perfect. You know, my grandmother has always made it in a stew form. And as I came here, they fried it, and it's, you know, it's okay too. And I've learned that you can also put it in your smoothie. Some people might not want to try that, but just a couple, two or three in like a green smoothie, you really don't taste the sliminess. You don't taste the okra in it, but it's really good. So the other benefits are
It stabilizes the cholesterol level, makes the bone stronger. Amen. And it's good for our immune system. This is okra. God has made these things to help us in our time of need because our body, you know, are broken down, and these things will help us to strengthen us and to give us good body, good constitution. It is also stabilized the blood sugar, prevent and improve constipation, help lubricate the large intestine due to the bulk. So it's kind of a, well, not kind of, but it's a laxative, it's used for healing ulcer and keeping joints limber. Yes. Neutralize acid, treat lungs inflammation. It's an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. So it helps reduce that swelling, that aching and that pain in the body and the legs. Also prevent diabetes, protect you from pimples, yes, and maintain smooth and beautiful skin. Wow, that's a plus, right? Okra juice is used to treat sore throat and coughing. It's also used to treat diarrhea. with fever and related abdominal pain. Okra is very good. The leaves, the fruit, leaves and are used to treat urinary problems. And also okra seeds are used to treat and prevent muscle spasm. And it's also used to treat fever, headache, and arthritis. And you cannot go wrong with okra. It's really good for you to eat. And while you're eating this medicine, it's treating all these problems. And we have to, you know, everything in moderation, you know, once a week, every 2 weeks, whenever, you know, change up on what we eat, the fruits and also the vegetable. And we will be in good health, brothers and sisters. So praise the Lord for okra. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, I want to welcome each and every one of you to Health Reform Thursday. Thank you for joining us. Open the line for 804-232-238. I'm sorry. Good evening. This is my sister, Katie. Your line is now open.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Good evening, Sister Carla.
Amen.
I have a health nugget. I want to talk about liver and gallbladder cleanse and treatment. Because a lot of times, because your liver has to filter out the toxins that is in the foods, and sometimes your liver gets like overworked with toxins, and it needs to be cleansed in order to work properly. And so this is the treatment, oranges. Like three oranges, you want to juice them. You want to juice like three carrots, about a tablespoon of raw ginger, a half a teaspoon of turmeric, pinch of cayenne pepper, and you do this in the juicer. You put everything into the juicer, and of course, after the oranges, carrots, and the ginger is juiced, you want to add a half a teaspoon of turmeric and a pinch of cayenne pepper to that, and you stir it well, and you drink it. And this can be, you can do it 2 to 3 times a day. And it's best to do it once in the morning and once at night. And it can be done, like, in the middle of the day. Depends on how bad your liver needs to be cleansed. And the treatment also is hot and cold compress. You want to have a bowl with real hot water in it, a small towel or a washcloth, and you want to have an ice pack. So what you do is you put the hot towel on the area where the liver and the gallbladder is. You put that on for 15 minutes, And then after that, you put the ice pack on for like 5 or 6 minutes, and you keep alternating back and forth, back and forth, and you'd want to do this maybe 10 times or more. And that will keep the swelling of the gallbladder down, and it will also help the juice treatment work more effectively and cleanse out the toxins.
Amen, amen. Were you finished?
Yes.
Sister Katie?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that tip. Well, well needed tip. We need to remember we got to, yes, clean out the gallbladder. We got to clean out our system, just like the car, you know. We clean it out, you know, with the vacuum. We go in and clean it up, get out all the clutter and all the trash and whatever that's in there we don't see. We clean it out, and, you know, with the body too, we have to clean it out and take care of all the essential, because they're needed. They have a function, but when they're stopped up, when they're backed up, or, you know, things are there that you know, prevent it from working as it should, it, you know, we have to clean it out. And with all we're doing and we're saying and we're sharing, guess what? Exercise is very important in all of this, because we have to move that lymphatic system so everything can come out and it can flush out, and, you know, we can be renewed and refreshed. So thank you, my dear sister, for sharing that health tip. Okay. We have one more individual that's going to share before I open the line for the speaker today. Sister Stephanie said Brother Rick will be our speaker, so praise the Lord that our elder can come and share the message that God has put on his heart for Health Reform Thursday. So I'll go ahead and open this line before we turn it over to him. Again, good evening. Thank you for joining. 272-770, your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla. This is Sister Tymiko calling from Florida. And I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory, because he's so worthy to be praised. I'm so grateful for the Lord that he takes such good care of me and my family, and that he brought us here safe and sound. So I just want to share a health nugget as well, which is the health message is the right arm of the gospel. And mine is about exercise, as I heard you mention that, Sister Carla. So exercise, and it's taken from Proverbs 31:17. She girds herself with strength. God designed you to be physically active. No matter your age or physical limitations, there is likely something you can do to increase your level of activity. In fact, as little as 30 minutes of moderate exercise 3 times a week can help improve heart health, aid in weight loss, reduce stress, evaluate mood, and give you increasing energy and more. So we should be sure to check with our physician first before starting any exercises. And if you haven't exercised in a while, start slowly, as life, because the life that you save could be your own. So it's just something to do, and constantly drink a lot of water, but definitely check with your physician first. So I just wanted to share that with all of my beloved brothers and sisters. And I do have a prayer request. I would like to lift up all my beloved brothers and sisters on this line this evening. I'm praying for you, Sister Carla, and your children, praying for Sister Stephanie and her children, for Sister Powell and her family and her children in Jamaica. And also I'm lifting up Brother Eli and his family and friends, and also Brother Dylan. I'm asking for prayer for my family and myself. But thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Carla. God bless you all.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tymiko. Just a timely message, as I just said, you know, exercise, and you brought in more in depth about exercise. So praise the Lord. I haven't exercised as I should this week. I've been so busy with working and helping others, and sometimes we can do that, and we neglect ourselves and what we need to do. And may the Lord forgive me and forgive us if we ever done that or if we're doing that.
you know, we neglect ourselves to help others. But if we are not taking care of, if we're not, like the one of my clients told me today, if you're not in good health or health, you can't help no one else. So we have to remember to help ourselves and to do all of these tips so we can be healthy and improve and be functioning well to help others. So praise the Lord. So we're going to go into prayer before I turn it over to Brother Rick again. Thank you for joining us on this Health Reform Thursday. What it went so smoothly and everyone was shared, and it was such a blessing because this is recorded and others want to hear about health tips. You know, they want to hear what God people are doing or what they want, what they're sharing to encourage others to change your lifestyle and to make that change that is so needed. So praise the Lord. As the Lord, in the scripture said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So God wants us to prosper in soul, in body, and in mind. We have to prosper, brothers and sisters, because if we don't, we won't make it. We won't make the right decision. And as I had started reading before I go into prayer, I'll finish out reading. It says, so closely is health related to our happiness that we cannot have the latter without the former. A physical knowledge of the science of human life is necessary in order to glorify God in our body. It is therefore of the highest importance that amongst the studies selected for childhood psychology should occupy the first place. How few knows anything about the structure and function. I'm sorry, the word was sociology should occupy the first place. How few knows anything about the structure and function of their own bodies and of nature's law. Many are drifting about without knowledge, like a ship at a sea without compass or anchor, and what is more, they are not interested to learn how to keep their body in a healthy condition and prevent disease. May this not be none of us, that we learn and we enjoy to learn to know and to grow and to how to take care of our body and foster a well and healthy body and mind. So praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Amen. So we'll go into prayer. Kind and loving Father, you have heard us, Lord. You have blessed us with these knowledge, these wisdom, so that we can learn, we can share, and we can encourage each other. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sins where we have come short, where we have not taken heed of the health law, where we have not done the right thing to preserve health, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, because as I read earlier today, to have disease, it's a sin. But you winked at us in ignorance. And you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You came to save us, the sinners. And we just thank you ever so much. We lift up each and every one of our family here. Sister Tymeka, her prayer request is her family. Sister Leola, her family. Sister Consonelli, her family. All the prayer requests. Sister Powell, Lord, we lift her up in a mark way. May you continue to bless her and her family. Sister Stephanie and her family. And we just thank you for each and every one of us. Sister Katie and her family, we lift her up. Brother O'Neill, we lift him up and his family, Lord. We thank you for Brother Rick also. We want to lift him up, his family, and all his prayer requests. Also, Brother Eli, may your will be done in his life, his mother's life, the life, his prayer requests, oh, Lord. We thank you, Sister Brenda, Brother John. We thank you for the work that you're doing and the transformation that you have made within their home, within their life, and it's a continuous work that's going on. We just thank you ever so much, Sister Leola and her family and her daughter Milestone and also myself and my family. Lord, we all give you the praise and glory and the honor. The unspoken prayer requests, those that are joining us, we want to lift them up before you, Lord. You know everything about them, health-wise, their mind, Lord. What is going on within their temple? Because you said this temple, we need to host this Holy Spirit in our temple and we have to, you know, preserve it so that you can dwell in us and not amongst us. We want you to be in us and that you will live out this, we will live out this perfect life that the Holy Spirit would abide in us. Please bless Brother Rick and Amarque as he come and present, Lord. We ask that you will touch him, crown his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Be with his family, his ministry, Lord, and the church there in upstate New York, Lord. I thank you. I praise you, Lord, as he always share about how Brother Udy help him. We lift Brother Udy up and his family, Lord, Brother Bernard and his family, and all of those that we haven't heard from. Many have moved on to other ministry. They're doing their own ministry, or maybe they don't have the time to join with us. But we lift them up, Lord. We ask that your perfect will be done in their life. We ask that they will surrender all to you, Lord, even we ourselves, Lord. Help us to be submissive to your will. I lift up my clients, the youth, and I lift up all our neighbors and family and friends, oh Lord, that they will serve you with a whole heart, and that we will all change from our wicked ways and to serve the true and living God. We thank you and we praise you, kind and loving Father. We lift up also Brother Ricardo and his family. Thank you, Jesus, because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Good evening, Brother Rick. I will go ahead and open your line. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. And
amen.
Pleasure to be here tonight. And Sister Stephanie called me just a short time ago and asked me if I'd be available for tonight. And she was on her way to the hospital. She did something to her knee. She felt a very sharp pain and was not able to walk. So she was on her way to the hospital. So I just want to take a moment and lift up Sister Stephanie before we even get started. Lord, at this moment we come before you again. You just heard the request that Sister Carla put forward to you, Lord, and you just second things. We just want to lift up Sister Stephanie at this moment, Lord. She has done something to her knee, Lord. The enemy is angry with her because she is witnessing to you, Lord, spreading the good news of your soon return to not only her friends and family, even to her students. And we just pray for her, Lord, that you will bring healing and restoration to her knee, Lord. That whatever is causing this problem, Lord, that she would be able to get her students, Lord, give her strength, give her healing. Father, be with each one of us tonight as we consider health. And Lord, you have given us a wonderful body, Lord. It is fearfully and wonderfully made, as David said. And Lord, we have abused our bodies at times with the food that we eat, with the things that we do. So Lord, give us wisdom and knowledge now. We may be able to turn that around, Lord. You said if we would obey all of your statutes, your commandments, Lord, that you would not put the diseases of the Egyptians upon us, Lord. So as we come before you, Lord, we just ask that you give us the knowledge that we need and, Lord, the willpower, the strength to carry these things out, because food, appetite is one of the strongest things in this world, Lord, and we cannot overcome it without you. So please pray as we learn, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, we are talking. Last time I spoke so long that I got cut off, and we do not want to do that again. So we're going to make this very short tonight, but we have been talking about healthcare in a time of no buy and no sell. And when we're talking about healthcare, we are focusing on prevention. I like to focus on prevention because prevention is extremely important. If we do not get sick, we don't have to go to the doctor. We don't have to seek medicine or anything like that. So we're talking about lifestyle diseases. We have acute health problems, and we have chronic health problems, and most of us are probably plagued with chronic health diseases, which the things that come on slowly caused by or excess in diet, maybe lack of the right food, maybe too many wrong foods. It doesn't always have to be too much. Sometimes it's just the wrong things. So we want to clean up our diets. We want to clean up our health. But the only way we can do that is if we listen to God's principles. So as I was talking last time, I mentioned that the United States Surgeon General states that dietary excess and imbalance causes much disease and death. And then we started going through the root cause of diseases. And we had talked about, getting through my notes here, lack of physical activity. Now, Sister Tamiko just mentioned that, physical activity, even 3 times a week, can be helpful. There was a study done that said physical activity 4 times a day is the very best that we can do. Now, we don't have to exercise for a whole hour 4 times a day. Even a few minutes in a day at a time, different times, can be very helpful to us. When I get up in the morning, I go down into my basement, and I have a bicycle there. And I started out at 10 minutes on the bicycle, and I had the tension at the very least that it could be. And then I increased the tension, and I got up to 15 minutes. And now I'm doing 20 minutes in the morning and increasing the tension all the time. And you know what? It gets easier and easier. It's still not easy, but it does get easier. So we can walk, ride, exercise, bicycle, many things we can do. Even going out and gardening is good exercise. I get a lot of exercise at work, up and down stairs. If you have stairs, try walking up and down them a few times. All these things are good physical exercise. They are excellent for our health. So lack of physical exercise is one of the leading causes of health style or lifestyle diseases. It can lead to many different things. We talked about obesity. Diabetes, hypertension, sleep apnea, osteoarthritis, lower back pain, and gallbladder disease all can be brought on by obesity. So these things, when we're eating, we have to be careful about portions, but also what we eat is just as important as how much we eat. We have to be eating the good things that God has given us instead of all the things rich in sugar and fat. And the fast food is a perfect example of things that we should not be eating. I used to eat fast food 2-3 times a week. Now I do not, I have probably cut down to maybe once a month, if even that. I tried to stay away from the food whatsoever. And brothers and sisters, it has made a huge difference in the way I feel. When I was 42, 43 years old, I started getting all kinds of pains, aches and pains, and now at 62, I feel better than I did at 42 because I've cut a lot of these things out of my diet. So as we're considering health and diet, we also want to remember that God called each one of us to be a medical missionary. We don't have to know everything. I heard Sister Brenda speaking earlier, and she mentioned that she didn't know a lot about health reform. And that's okay. God doesn't expect us to know everything, but when he brings something to us, he expects us to pay attention to that and to and in his power, begin to obey the things that he brings to us. And when we do this, we will actually have a turnaround in our health, and we will have a testimony that we can share with others. And what better way to reach people than with a testimony of what God has done for you and your health, how he has turned you around. So that is very important. One of the more important reasons for us to take care of our health, because it gives us a testimony. So it is not only physical, now we're into the spiritual. So another thing that we spoke about was stress and anxiety. What are we stressed about? Some of us are stressed about work. Some of us are stressed about family. Mothers, you're probably stressed about what's going on in your children's lives. But we talked about we have to turn these things over to God. Stressing over things, being anxious over things, stressing about them is not going to change one thing. I believe Solomon said that we cannot change, you know, anything in our lives. So let's not worry about that. He said, give that to God. So we must give our stress and our anxiety to God. I know that is hard to do, especially if we've been doing it for a long time. We need to pray over these things as we're stressing about them. Give them to God. He will take care of them, and we will realize that we have been doing this for nothing, but also it has greatly affected our health. My wife has had heart problems here for a while, and I thank each one of you for praying for her. She is doing fairly well, but every now and then she has an extremely stressful job. She will go into AFib again, and it seems after she's had a really stressful period, maybe a week or so, or even a little longer, often, she'll go into AFib, and she just feels horrible and zaps all of her strength and her energy. And she says, well, I wasn't doing anything at that time to bring this on. I said, yes, but the stress that you have been under at work, trying to meet deadlines and trying to make up for workers that don't show up and all these other things affects your health in so many different ways. And it doesn't have to, you don't have to be doing anything at that moment, but these chronic diseases will creep up and manifest themselves even after the stress may be even over, but it is built up in you. So we have to give that stress and anxiety to God. Matthew 11:28-30 tells us, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now, we've got down all the way down to sleeping, poor sleep, actually. And I just want to share a Bible verse, brothers and sisters. I've been doing a little study in Revelation. We have a Bible study group, and we've been studying Revelation 2. We've only got through about seven verses in the last 2 weeks. And this verse, we studied this one last week, or this past week. And I just had to share it. It was so amazing. God is so good. Verse 7 of Revelation chapter 2. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, when we talk about a church, we can be thinking about a building, but actually God's church is his people. So, the author here is saying, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, or unto the people in these churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So when we're speaking about health and all these issues related to health, God is telling us, if we overcome, if we take this knowledge that we use, that we have received, and we put it into practice, then we will be overcomers, okay? If we overcome, then we will get to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God, which is just an amazing, amazing promise for all of us. but health has something to do with that. Let's just talk a little bit about poor sleeping habits, and then we have just a few other things, and then we will end. We have a little more to go here, but poor sleeping habits. Our poor sleep is one of the most neglected requirements for human health and well-being. Several studies have clearly indicated the importance of sleep in terms of both quantity and quality for general health, as it affects various metabolic, endocrine, and neurological functions of the body. So sleep affects all of the systems in our body. Sleep, and being deprived of sleep, whether because it's because of a lack of insufficient sleep or interrupted and poor quality sleep, significantly increase the risk of hypertension or high blood pressure, heart disease, elevated cholesterol and triglyceride levels, obesity, sleep apnea, and a number of other health conditions. As we read about all these things, we talk about obesity and how that affects certain things in our body, but poor sleep can affect weight gain and all these other things. So all these things work together in our body. So as we're trying to get into a better mode of health, we have to be very careful to follow all of God's health laws. And as we do this, our health will begin to improve, and our minds will clear up. As our minds clear up, our bodies will be able to function in a much better way too. So, as we look at sleep, there are three important issues that we need to think about. Number one, are you getting 8 hours of sleep every night? Number two, are you getting to bed by 9 p.m.? It has been found that every hour sleeping before midnight is worth 2 hours afterwards. The brain, this is really, really amazing. The brain goes through a process of cleaning before midnight. If you are not asleep, the brain does not go through this cleaning process. So we need to retrain ourselves to go to bed earlier. If we're used to staying up late, we need to get out of that habit. That is a habit that will lead to poor sleep. And God wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be happy. So, number three, are we getting uninterrupted sleep? Now, as we get older, it's harder and harder to sleep through the night. Sometimes you have to get up and go to the bathroom. Sometimes you just can't sleep. You lay awake, your mind is going back and forth and back and forth over all these things. Are we worrying about what the kids are doing? Are we worrying about the grandkids, maybe about our job? But we need that continuous sleep to get this REM sleep, four stages of sleep. So it is very important to get proper sleep. Poor sleeping habits can also affect growth and development in infants and children. Sleep disorders, when ignored or untreated, can start to affect mood and behavioral patterns. And therefore, if we start getting cranky or getting upset with our family members because we are not getting enough sleep, it takes a toll on our family relationship. So, many people probably don't even know they have a sleep disorder. They just feel tired all the time. Poor sleeping habits don't just affect productivity and physical health, but also can cause depression and social disorders. Some people have anxiety. They can't stand to be around people. Poor sleep can heighten those feelings of anxiousness. So we need to be extremely careful about getting our sleep. How many times do we hear about children or teenagers not going to bed until 1 or 2 in the morning? When teenagers don't go to bed, go and get their proper sleep, when they get to school, they're tired, they don't learn, they can't focus, and, people think, well, they're just a poor student. No, it could be, because of lack of sleep. It causes attention disorders, so we have to be extremely, extremely careful about these things. God has given us these guidelines that we need to be taking these things in, taking these things to heart, and working on those. Now, we can't do everything all at once. So I tell people, and I've done this myself in the past, I was faced with poor health, and I started one thing at a time. I stopped eating certain foods. I stopped eating eggs. My wife still uses them in cooking once in a while, and I do eat them when she does, but I cut out all the extra eggs. I used to have omelets and deviled eggs and all these things, and I just did one thing at a time. When I got to the point where I was comfortable without eating eggs all the time, I cut way back on cheese. And then when I got cut back on cheese, then I was able to cut back on ice cream and all these other things that are harmful to the body. It's just one thing at a time. God does not expect us to do everything all at once. He will give you the power to do one thing. As you conquer that one, you will have the sense of accomplishment, and then you can go on to the next. Now, some people are able to do more than one at a time, but I was not able to. And God just tells us, hey, we pray to him. He will give us the knowledge, the information that we need, and then he will also give us the strength to overcome these harmful habits. Another thing that is really a big thing in our world, hopefully is not in our lives, is smoking. Smoking tobacco, and actually marijuana is a big thing now. People are claiming that there's many health benefits from marijuana. Well, anything that is smoked is not going to be a benefit to us. I hear people even smoking herbs that are very beneficial for our health, but when we burn these things and take that those burned vapors into our lungs, the chemistry of those plants and those herbs is changed into something that is not beneficial at all. So we have to stay away from smoking. If that is a problem that you suffer with, and you can just help with that. God can help. They also have people that are willing to help others get off from cigarettes or smoking. Smoking leads to bronchitis, asthma, lung cancer, oral cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, and numerous other health conditions. We won't spend much time on that one because I don't think that is a big problem with most of us. If we are Seventh-day Adventists, it should not be a problem. If it is, then we need to be seeking the Lord and his help. Another big one here for the world, but even among Adventists, I've heard a lot here recently of alcohol. Consumption decreases our good cholesterol, HDL cholesterol level, puts us at a risk of heart disease, colorectal and breast cancer, high blood pressure, and diabetes. It also contributes to the development of various other lifestyle diseases, such as gastroesophageal reflux and liver cirrhosis. So if any one of you has a problem with alcohol, that is another thing that we need to take to the Lord. And we can also seek help from a good, a safe person, somebody that will not judge us for our shortcomings, will help us to see that we need to clean up these things. God does not want us to be taking these things into our body because it affects not only our, it affects our mind, it affects our body, it affects everything, it affects those around us. So some people say, I'm not hurting anyone when I do these things, but you know what, it hurts our families and everyone around us. I just wanted to, let's see, all these things that I actually just was talking about have come from a health study done in India. Now, we think in India is kind of, they're probably not as advanced as we are in some things, but I mean, there's some very backwards places in India, but India has some very good health care, very good health centers. It just that is a very large country with a lot of people. And these are some of the things that they found as they were studying the health in India. And, of course, we have all those health problems in our country. So correcting the primary or the root cause of these things that are plaguing us is what we are looking at doing. So prevention is what we want to do for our health. So changing and consistently following healthy lifestyle behaviors can affect both chronic and acute health concerns. Now, we mentioned chronic is something that comes on slowly, probably due to lifestyle, what we eat, what we drink, maybe not getting enough rest. Acute health concerns are things that come on very quickly. So as we are looking at ways to control our health during the period that's coming up where we cannot buy or sell, we can absolutely be proactive about controlling diseases that we may need to see a doctor for and need medication for. As we mentioned before, chronic concerns occur slowly, last for a long duration, maybe even our whole lifetime. They cause slow and long-term harm. So some of the examples of chronic diseases were Alzheimer's, asthma, bipolar, cancer, COPD, cardiovascular, depression, diabetes, eczema, epilepsy, HIV, IBS, kidney disease, lower back pain, lupus, migraine headaches, osteoporosis, kidney failure, tuberculosis. All these are chronic diseases. So as we are considering all these things, if we follow the principles of health that God has set forth for us, all these things can be reduced. They can be avoided. Actually, we're trying to avoid them, not to just reduce them, but to avoid them completely. So if you don't have these diseases, then as we look into health reform and we stay true to what God's principles are, we can avoid all these diseases. Okay? So acute concerns, acute health conditions occur rapidly, last for a short period of time, occur suddenly without any symptoms, okay? These would be things that we need to go to the emergency room for, like acute respiratory distress syndrome, bronchitis, broken bones, burns, cold, cut or stab wound, flu, heart attack, pneumonia, sinus infection, strep throat, and et cetera. So these things, even some of these things, can be reduced or eliminated, like the strep throat, the sinus infections, the pneumonia, the flu, the cold, all of these things, bronchitis, can be greatly reduced or even eliminated with proper health styles. Now, if we get stabbed or we cut ourselves or we break a bone, that's something that we'd have to seek medical attention for quickly. But and so we just have to be careful of everything that we do. In Exodus 15:26, I believe I alluded to this before, God tells us, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." When we're speaking about health care, when we're speaking about taking herbs and natural remedies, We must remember these are things that God gave us, but God is the one who heals us. It is our faith in him that heals us. If we think about the people that Jesus healed, he healed the blind men. He healed many different people. And I was trying to think of the one story that Jesus said to the person, "Your faith has made thee whole." It wasn't anything that they had done. It was their belief in him that has healed them. So we want to remember that it is our faith in God that heals us. It is he that heals us, not we ourselves, not herbs, not the doctor, not any of these things. So let us remember that. As we have talked about these conditions, we look at the promises that God has made. So we have to proactively do what God has asked us to do. And if we do that, he promises to protect and to heal us. I just want to end here with a little quote from Review and Herald, June 5, 1866. This is Ellen White speaking. "I will advocate to cure diseases by the use of nature's own remedies, air, light, heat, exercise, food, sleep, recreation." So the next time I come on, and my sister Stephanie has another opening for me, I'd like to go into diseases. We have God says, or actually, it says here, Ministry of Healing, it says pure air, sunlight, temperance, rest, exercise, proper diet, the use of water, trust in divine power. These are the true remedies. So if we're talking about true remedies, brothers and sisters, be false remedies, and I just want to go over a little bit of that next time that I'm able to come on, the true remedies and the false remedies. We know what the true remedies are, which God gives us, but what are the false remedies? And if we know what the false ones are, then we can stay away from them. So I would like to end here. It is 8:45. We don't want to get too close to 9 o'clock. We'll get cut off. But I just wanted to open up, maybe Sister Carla can open up the line for any questions. If anyone has them, if not, we will go into prayer. And then we can end just a little bit early so that we can get to bed by the 9 o'clock hour, which we are told is very advantageous for health. So if Sister Carla can open up the lines, if anyone has any questions, we can answer them. If not, then we will pray, and we will go a long way.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Rick. That's a timely message because I'm dealing with the sleep issues. So I just thank the Lord for another weakness regarding that and some changes I need to make. So praise the Lord. And just want to ask my brothers and sisters, is there any question? Press 1, take yourself off the host queue, and then press 1 again if you have any questions so that we can address those questions quickly, as Brother Rick says, so we can go into prayer and we can be on time with get into bed, because, you know, usually when you lay down, you don't go to sleep right away. It takes a while. So let's start, you know, this timely matter of going to bed and the changes that we need to make. I see there's a new number or a hand that was up that I wasn't able to open the line, 319-895. Good evening. Nice. Line is now open. Your line is open. Brother O'Neill, can you hear me? Okay, I think it was Brother O'Neill. He had put his hand up earlier, but he's distracted now. I'll go to
225-337, Sister Leola, your line is open.
Good afternoon again, my brothers and sisters. It was a blessing to listen to Brother Rick Health Talk, and I just want to thank God for that message. And I was listening, and I was just praising God that he was able to bring it so clear. So, Brother Rick, I just wanted to thank you, and I just wanted to praise God that you continue and that you, you know, continue to give messages. And I tell you, it was really good. So it's a blessing. So I'm just encouraged to, as you talk about all these health benefits, exercise, everything we need to do, you know, it's the encouragement. It's encouraging brothers and sisters to help us and remind us because we do lack. So I just want to thank you again for bringing the message and just thank Sister Carla for hosting. I believe she tried to call me, but I was busy. I was in the kitchen. So I just thank God that God had a rum in a bush and that Sister Carla was able to host. So thank you again, Brother Rick, and God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. Just a quick note here, brothers and sisters, I am a carpenter. I am not a healthcare professional. I am not, I have not studied health. But, you know, these things that that we can learn from in prophecy, there's also much good information from many good sources out there. Walt Croft, and there's just so many other people out there that share this information with us. We can learn from them. We don't have to go to school to learn this. We can learn from others. God has given us that opportunity, so let's use that wisely. And as we learn, let's put these things into practice because God is expecting us to clean up our health. When our health is cleaned up, our mind is clean. And his Holy Spirit can, we can hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us. If our mind is trashed up, if our mind is slow and sluggish, these messages will not come through as clear as they need to. And God is going to pay attention. So let us start today. Today is the day of salvation. Okay, so we start today and we continue on each day. If we mess up, we go back to God, say, God, I messed up. I did this or I did that. Whatever it is, he knows already. But he wants you to know that he will forgive you and he will help you get back on track again. So let's remember that.
Amen. Yes, praise the Lord. Amen. We're going, I think Brother O'Neill put his hand up again. And thank you, Brother Rick, yeah, because Brother Cross, Walter Cross, he's going to be at a church somewhere near me in Athens, and I'm going to, you know, purpose to go there to, you know, they're going to have two service, you know, the morning and the evening to go and hear his lecture or his sermon or his talk about health because I'm, you know, thinking I want to do an online with, you know, the profession where I work in, well, especially helping kids and, you know, try to transition. It's something in progress, process I'm thinking about and I'm going to try to implicate it, but I have to learn it and be able to execute it and to help others, especially children and those in foster Amen. Care, foster parents and the foster community to teach them and to you know, just to venture out on this thing that the Lord has given me to do. So, it'll be in progress. Keep me in prayer. I'll go ahead and open the line for 219-895. Good evening. Your line is now open. Brother O'Neill, can you hear me? 819-895.
Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Your line
Hello?
Is open.
Hello? You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Pleasant good night, everyone. That was a wonderful presentation by you, brother. It's a powerful presentation. You could see that the Spirit of God was there with your presentation. It's echoing when we are willing to do the will of God, he will use us to do great things. as how he called the 12 disciples, they couldn't imagine that they would be a powerful force in the world, that they were doing exactly what Christ told them that they would do after he left this earth. They were ordinary fishermen. They had no medical experience. Only Luke was a doctor, but all others was ordinary men, tax collectors and all, what God called them. And look how they moved the world. Even Shadow of Peter was healing people because he had the anointing of God with him. And as he rightly says, nothing that we give the people can make them whole, but thy faith in God can make them whole, because healing comes from God, and that is very important. As I was talking to a doctor, Clark, that become my good friend. I met him last year in Ohio. He does medical missionary training, and he says right now he has given a school his medical missionary training protocol how to help a lot of students. And he says he went and he did a presentation there a weekend in Connecticut, and for the first time in so many years, the church of so much people came out where they didn't have seats, and it's a big church to for everybody to sit. And people were being blessed by the presentation, that he gave simple remedies and the way of God wants us to heal. He deal with mental health. Then he did a hands-on presentation, and he's inviting the people that they should join the training so that we can be able to spread this everlasting gospel in the world, because the harvest is truly plenteous and the laborers are few. I read two important quotes with us before I go. It says in MM Medical Ministry, page 230, paragraph 2, the right hand is used to open doors through which the body may find entrance. This is the part the medical missionary is to act. It is to a large prepare the way for the reception of the truth for this time. Body without hands is useless. Giving honor to the body, honor must also be given to the helping hands, which are agency of such importance that without them, the body can do nothing. Therefore, the body, which treats indifferently the right hand, refuses its aid, is able to accomplish nothing. It says here also, in Medical Ministry, page 238, paragraph 3, now it says, all through this country, wherever you are in the world, it's all through this country, a work must be done that has not yet been done. The medical missionary work must be recognized. Those who go forth to engage in the work of the ministry must be intelligent upon the subject of health reform. Those who, after many years experience, have yet no appreciation of the medical missionary work should not be appointed to preside over our churches. They are not walking in the light of present truth for this time. Those who love the truth and appreciate the question of temperance in all its bearings should not be placed in charge of ministers who has not heeded the light God has given upon earth reform. What help can a man be to a church if he is not walking in the light? And also, you can read for yourself, 17, page 62, paragraph 3. It says, they have come to a time when every member of the church should take hold of the medical missionary work. One more paragraph. It says, the world is a laser house filled with victims of both physical and spiritual disease. Everywhere, people are perishing, lack of knowledge of the truths that have been committed to us. So what Seventh-day Adventists have for over, call it for over, from 1863, you got the help message. 1863, over 100 plus years, we have gotten this help message. And God is expecting for us not just to sit on it, use it to help others and reach out to them. Because once we do this work, we'll have many people to give the everlasting gospel. This is the entrance to reach the people. So it's an invitation that Christ is saying to us. Follow me. Do that which I do to help others as well. And as Brother Rick rightly says, we can start, we can pray. The first thing you have to do, not what Brother Oliver told you, what Brother Rick told you, or Sister Carla told you, pray to God and ask him, God, I need to learn this medical missionary because I may have a family member suffering from a disease. And I'm in a church that have this help message. Give me wisdom how to deal with this situation. And there's a plant maybe in your yard, and God can say, give that person a plant for whatever that they have. And God can teach you. So I just want a willing heart. And that's what he did with the 12 that he had with him. 12 men he used to move the world back then. And he says, a greater abundance of spirit will be overflowing in the last days of history. And God is calling. Never in the church history you have so much people coming forward willing to share the medical missionary work information because they know what is coming. As we listen to what Brother Rick shared with us tonight, I pray that each and every one will be blessed. And if anyone is interested in a Dr. Leek training medical missionary work, you can check out his website, AmericaHerbShop.com. America Herb Shop as America, one word, shop, S-H-O-P-P-E, .com. You can contact his website. You can see the work that is there because he become a good friend of mine. And he asked me, anybody who's interested in this training, you can contact him to help them learn. And it's like, it's a hands-on thing where you can just take up your computer, your tablet, wherever you are, whatever time you want to do it. You can be your own instructor, your own teacher, because the information is right there. This is, he said the work is so much on his hand, because when he was in Connecticut, he took a lot of tinctures that he made without alcohol tinctures, because there are a lot of people making tinctures that are laden with alcohol, and I think the Adventists, anything that is fermented, you know that it's not good for them because it destroys them. So you need different tinctures that is so potent and helping a lot of people. He says he have a lot of work from a long time. So he said to me, God, we need to join forces to get more people trained so that we can help this work. Wherever you are, you're a medical missionary. Thank you all for listening and pray that this was blessing.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for sharing. Amen. Brother Rick, did you want to respond? Hopefully the line won't cut off.
Yeah.
We're at the 9 o'clock hour.
Yes, no, I thank Brother O'Neill for his comments and his information. You know, Brother O'Neill mentioned something, too, and I was just thinking about this one. Now, we don't know it all. We are trying to learn, but God says here in James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, he is to ask of God, who gives to everyone generously and without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. So when we don't have the knowledge, when we don't have the wisdom, let us ask God. Let us go to him, and he will guide us to the right person, to the ministry of healing, whatever it may be. God has given us great light, not only in the Bible, but in the spirit of prophecy, through the prophet Ellen White. We have many sources, so let us be diligent in searching these out. And with that, sister, let us just pray quickly before we get cut off. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for your goodness to us tonight. Lord, common people, Lord. You're not great doctors or physicians, Lord, but Lord, you have blessed us with great knowledge that only you can give through your word and through the writings of Ellen White. And Lord, we're just grateful that you have shared these things with us. Father, may we be willing to learn and to put these things into practice. As we put them into practice, you will give us a testimony that no one can refute.
That is what we are asking tonight, Lord. Strengthen us to do the right thing, to do the wise thing that you have called us to do, Father. And we can be bright light shining for you. Brother O'Neill mentioned that the health ministry is the opening wedge of the gospel. Those who don't know it, well, we can give them a testimony and a way to help them heal themselves, Lord. They'll be more willing to listen to the good news of your coming, Lord. Please help us keep that in mind as we go about our daily duties. And we're tempted to go back to our old health habits, Lord, our old ways. Remind us, Lord, that you are counting on us to do the work that you have set there for us to do, Lord. Save the people in this dying world, Lord. Thank you. We praise you, Lord. Bless each person tonight that has come to listen. Pray that we could be safe and so we can meet again Friday evening. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Rick. Thank you, brothers and sisters. And please contact Sister Leola for our meeting. And everyone have a good night. Jesus is soon to come. He wants us to prosper in body and health. Thank you. Good night. Jesus loves you. Goodbye now.